Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. Thank you for joining me today on the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I've entitled, The Sin of Opposing God. Well, this isn't the kind of thoughts and teaching that will get us shouting, that's for sure. But because my heart is to see God's people brought into the maturity that Christ has desired us, has designed for us, that we hear God's word so that areas in our lives that need to be addressed by the Holy Spirit, things of the carnal man that need to be done away with, we need to be able to say yes to the Lord, submit to Him, and allow God to deal with those areas. Why? Because Jesus is coming back soon. We are living in the end of the end times. I doubt anyone who has scriptural knowledge and knows, who is able to discern the signs of the times, know that we're living in indeed very perilous times. And so God is preparing a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle, and the bride is making herself ready. And so, beloved, that's why I take the time to share messages like this, because you may be struggling in the areas that I've been covering, or you may have loved ones, family members, you may know other Christians. And beloved, we need to pray that the will of man, the self, will be broken so that we can submit to the will of our Heavenly Father, who, in if we will so do, there is nothing but joy and blessing, because God is a God of love. We have not understood the beautiful nature and character of our God in the way that we should, that He truly is a God of love, and He doesn't want to restrict us. He doesn't want to limit our liberty. He wants us to be joyous and happy and enjoy the creation that He has made for our blessing. He has created all things for His pleasure, and for His pleasure they are and were created, and that includes man. And heaven is going to be a joyful place, but beloved, it will be joyful because those there will know and understand that there's only one perfect way of existing, and that is to dwell in the truth. And God Himself is truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's how He identified Himself, and there is no other higher reality or state of being or consciousness than to be in the Spirit of truth. This is the God Himself. It is impossible for God to lie. And so, beloved, we have been looking at the results of stubbornness, character traits, and we've been using as an example 1 Samuel 15th chapter, literally the first king of Israel, Saul, and his disobedience to the express command of the word of the Lord that had been given to him by the prophet Samuel. And we see in that 15th chapter, I won't take the time to refer back, and you can always go to the Unveil Christ website and listen to previous broadcasts if you've missed one. But there, we see in those verses of Scripture that he's has an inability to perceive truth. He's in self-deception. He's in carnal thinking, carnal reasoning. He's justifying himself. He has an argumentative spirit. When Samuel says, "You haven't obeyed the Lord," he basically says, "Oh, yes, I have." And there's a lack of self-honesty, a refusal to accept guilt. There was a transfer of blame. It was really the people that made me do it. You know, the devil made me do it. Well, and I contrasted that with David, who had a heart after God. When Nathan the prophet came to him with his sin of Bathsheba, he didn't argue with him, he didn't justify, he simply said, "I have sinned against the Lord." And so why am I taking the time to go in such detail through these verses of Scripture? Because I want us to get back to basics, to look at the motivation of the heart. That is what God is after. God is after a love, a heart relationship, and He wants us to understand His ways, His character, in a beautiful, intimate love relationship that is based on our ability to respond to Him with yieldedness, with sensitivity. And if we do, the result will be obedience. It will not be rebellion or stubbornness. And so what we want to look at is the wrong motivation that operates in the heart of someone whose heart is not pure with God. You know, there was that frequent charge throughout the Scriptures. The Lord said prophetically, Israel, they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now, we know in passages of Scripture, especially in Proverbs, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And what did Saul say? He feared man. He feared because the people wanted to save the best of the sheep. And of course, there was a very good motive. They wanted to sacrifice to the Lord, the Lord their God. But what does Proverbs 29 and 25 say? The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth the trust in the Lord shall be safe. So what was the bottom line? He was stubborn. It was idolatry. Saul obeyed their voice. What does Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verses 4 and 5 have to say? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thine heart, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy might, and thou shalt have no other gods before me. End quote. And that includes your own will or the will of anyone else. There's only one will that we need to follow, and that is the will of the Father. Jesus was our example, and that's what He did. He said, I only do those things the Father tells me to do. Those who turn away from the truth of God will assuredly be deceived through believing a lie. Listen to what 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, verses 11 and 12 declares. God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Jesus said, everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Now let's read verses 25 through 29. In verse 24, let me just make mention, he confesses, he said, Samuel, I have sinned. I've transgressed the commandment of the Lord. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And Samuel turned about to go away. He laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Praise God. And so we see that Samuel was declaring God's stand, God's statement that it is impossible for him to lie. He gave a very clear, specific command, and simply, just as Adam and Eve did, Saul chose to disobey and had to bear the consequences. Now let's read verses 30 and 31. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with thee, that I might worship the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. So what do we see here? Saul not only operated in fear because of the people, that was the excuse he gave to Samuel, but he was also a people pleaser. He wanted their praise. His reputation, his image was important. That's why, even though he knew he had done wrong, he wanted Samuel to just go on with the show, if you will, and let everything look all right as far as the people are concerned. Beloved, our God is a jealous God. When Samuel said in verse 23, he was speaking this to Saul, he said, "Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry." Those are very strong words. And beloved, we see that witchcraft, what's the definition of witchcraft? It's the use of sorcery. It's the use of power gained from the assistance or control of evil spirits, especially for divining or foretelling future events or discovering hidden knowledge by interpretation of omens or supernatural powers. So it's using demonic power to gain control or to communicate with the devil or a familiar spirit. And God hates rebellion, beloved. He hates rebellion. That's why he hates witchcraft. That's what Lucifer did when he sinned and took a third of the angels with him. But what does the word say about stubbornness? It's as iniquity and idolatry. That Hebrew word for iniquity is aven. It's a major Hebrew word for sin, vanity, breath, nothingness, falsehood, idolatry, sin, wickedness, sorrow, distress, hardship, toil. And there are two aspects to the primary meaning of the word. It's an emphasis upon trouble, which moves onward to wickedness, and emptiness, which results in idolatry. That's how the Lord views stubbornness, beloved. It is very serious before the Lord. Well, I see my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you so much for joining me. In a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and UCM partners, thank you so much for your prayers and your financial help. God bless you. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.